Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Pollster Steve Greenberg joining us live. And Steve, on impeachment, as these hearings go on, our last guest just said to us that it's helping President Trump. Does your poll show that?
Well, this poll was in the field last week, just as the public impeachment hearings were starting. And what we see is that right now, 53% of New Yorkers support impeaching and removing President Trump from office, compared to 44% of New Yorkers who oppose it, down a little bit from last month. Last month, it was 55-38. So what's the difference? No difference with Democrats, who overwhelmingly support impeachment and removal. No difference with Republicans, who overwhelmingly oppose impeachment and removal. Independents made a change. Last month, independents were virtually break even on this question. Right now, by a 22-point margin, 59-37%, independents say they oppose impeachment and removal.
How has that changed, and would you categorize it as a significant shift to the other direction?
Well, certainly it was a significant shift among independent voters. Look, we live in a society right now, in a country, in a state, where Democrats believe one thing and Republicans believe another thing. You know, you watch the impeachment hearings and you listen to Adam Schiff and Devin Nunes, and you feel like you're living in two completely different universes. Well, independents right now in New York are siding a little bit more with Republicans than they are with Democrats on the question of impeachment.
What about the president's favorability ratings? You always ask about that.
Sure, we do. And he ticked up a few points, but he's still significantly underwater. Right now, 32% of New Yorkers say they view Donald Trump favorably. More than twice as many, 65%, view him unfavorably. Last month, he was at 30-67. So a little bit of an uptick, but not very much.
Now, New York could be a state in play when it comes for the Democratic primary in 2020. That will still likely, with the amount of candidates, be going strong. What do we see as far as a front runner and movement amongst the Democratic candidates?
Sure. Well, right now, Joe Biden is the front runner in New York. Last month, when Sienna asked Democrats how they felt about it, it was a dead even tie between Biden and Senator Elizabeth Warren, with 21% of Democrats supporting each candidate last month. Well, this month, Biden has picked up. Warren has fallen. 24% of Democrats say they are supporting the former vice president. 14% of Democrats say they're with Elizabeth Warren, 13% with Sanders.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.